You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And today, I am so very excited. Why? Because it is the beginning of a new year for the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show. And today, we are all very excited because we are just finishing up our 2019 annual accountability meeting. As the founder of the International Mastermind Association, I have been involved with this awesome organization for a couple of decades now. But this show is one of the highlights of many shows to come, because as we take this organization to another level, we intend to help encourage and inspire many of you to also go with us to that next level in your life. I'm excited also today to be hosting the show with our host, Robin Donaldson, who's the owner of Renew Construction, Ursula Odom, owner of Salute 2, they make old new, and of course, the queen, Angela Frost, who's the owner of Remarje brand bracelets and other retail items. Our host today will be interviewing and bringing on a number of our special guests. Just to name a few, today we have Sharon Parker, Nefreda Thomas, Rose Chevalier, Vaughn and Rose Young, Ferris Ebanks, Katina McClinton, and many others that will be joining us today as we all share our experiences from the International Masterminders annual meeting for 2019 of accountability for our lives and our businesses. This meeting was held at the beautiful Embassy Suites in Boca Raton, Florida. On January 4th, we had the founders' reception, and on January 5th, we had the annual meeting of accountability for our lives. But today we're going to start sharing about the beginning of the book, Think and Grow Rich. And for those of you who've read the book before, you may be a little familiar with the fact that Andrew Carnegie, the billionaire of his day, asked Napoleon Hill if he would be willing to take 20 years of his life and research the wealthiest people, the most successful people of that day, to develop a philosophy of success, a philosophy of personal achievement, in helping us all to understand why is it that some people are born poor and they can become very wealthy? Why is it that some people are born very wealthy and they become very poor? But what are the principles of success to help those who desire to have a better quality of life to do so? Well, that is the foundation of the book, Think and Grow Rich. And every year, the International Masterminders, we desire to walk through that book chapter by chapter, page by page, as we learn how to earn quality of life. So with that, I'm going to bring on our host, Angelique Frost and Ursula Odom, as we talk about the first chapter in the book Think and Grow Rich. Good morning, Angelique.
Good morning, Miss Ann. It's always a pleasure waking up with you.
wait, let's clear that up just a moment.
That's
she
an understatement. Just
show.
A joke.
Okay.
good morning, everybody that's listening. I just want to say we're going to do a blending of the show. So if this is your first time listening to the show, we're going to be discussing two different things at the same time. That way you don't get confused. We're going to be discussing the first chapter of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. The first chapter is actually Desire. And we're also going to be bringing in people that attended the mastermind meeting that was hosted on January 5th in Boca Raton, because we had a lot of great experiences. A lot of people, it was their first time. And we want to give you some, or if you weren't there, we kind of want to bring you in from afar, because it was such of a phenomenal and excellent meeting. We definitely want to share. And that's what a lot of our callers are going to be on the call today discussing. So I would like to start out with Desire. So a quote from Desire, which is on the first page in chapter one of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, it said that desire was not a hope. It was not a wish. It was a keen, pulsating desire that transcended everything else. It was definite. So with opening the chapter, and we have some guests that's going to be on the show to share their experience. So when they come on, I would like for you to address if you're going to address your desire or you're going to address the Boca Raton meeting, your experience there. We're going to jump right in, guys, because we have so many people that are excited and would like to share their experience. So I just wanted to share that with you. With opening up desire, I think when sometimes people think of desire, they think of something like far-fetched, something that is way out there. But the thing that it teaches you within this book is that you can't wish it. You can't have hope. You have to have faith in order to have a desire. It has to be definite. Your mind has to be made up. Hey, this is what I'm doing. No matter what anyone says, this is what I'm doing. I'm following my destiny. And in the book, you will see that things will unfold to you like never before. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to bring our first guest on the line, which is Sharon. Sharon, good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
Before we bring Sharon, we did want to give Ursula an opportunity to share.
Oh.
So Sharon, just give us 1 second, and then we're going to to Sharon. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelique. This is Ursula, and Happy New Year's to everyone. When we're starting out with desire, this is so important for me because, you know, as I was growing up, my grandmother always told me I was a blessed child. And what I've come to realize is that that meant that there were a lot of different things that I'm interested in and that I love to do. But that also means that desire becomes a real critical thing for me because I have to learn to focus on something that I really want and that I really want to achieve to really make it happen. And why that's important that as I read this chapter and begin to really think about what that is if you don't focus, if you don't determine what your real desire in life is, you may miss opportunities. You're sitting there and something happens, someone says something, and 2 days later you go, oh, my God, I should have said. Well, if you have not gotten to that definite purpose in life or definite desire, things will just go by you and you won't even pick it up until God knows how long. And it leads to indecision. You may sit there and you're not sure which way you want to go because you haven't decided where you're going and what you want to achieve. And you may make the wrong decision. You may, if you haven't analyzed what it is you're really doing and where you're really going, then you may make the wrong decision. So you may make the wrong decision, or you may just look totally confused because you don't know what's happening. So this particular chapter is crucial. Understanding what it is you want, deciding that this is what you want, and then living with what it takes to get what you want. That's what I feel about desire.
All right. Thank you so very much. And what we're going to do at this point is before we begin to bring on our special guest, I like to share my experience with Chapter 1 as a foundation for the show. And I shared this experience in front of everyone who was at the annual meeting. And many of our callers and listeners have heard this before, but I think it is so foundational to talk about how it all got started for each of us. And everybody will have a how did it start for you. And for me, Ann McNeil, at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979, it started when I decided to stay home and pick up the book while my husband and friends went out to celebrate the new year. I began to read the first chapter, Think and Grow Rich, and the book began to read me. And just like Ursula and Angelique talked about the desire, my desire that night, I realized from answering the questions in the chapter about how much money do you want? What are you going to do in return for the money? What is your detailed plan of action? Are you willing to write an affirmation statement? Are you willing to recite that affirmation statement twice a day, once upon arising in the morning, and then once before retiring at night? That first chapter changed my life, and is still to this day changing my life. And so with that foundation, we're going to now bring on our first guest, Sharon Parker, to share her experience, either from the book and or from her experience at our annual meeting for Think and Grow Rich accountability meeting in Boca Raton at the Embassy Suites. Good morning, Sharon. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Miss Ann. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, and if you would share with our listeners a little about yourself and then your experience with the International Masterminders. Thank you.
My name is Sharon X, the Coach Parker, as I am so graciously known. I'm a certified life coach. I specialize in relationship coaching and transitional coaching, as well as spiritual coaching. I've been in practice for 7 years, and my experience with the accountability masterminding last week is, you know, the saying is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, which drives me right into my desire. And I'm going to really try not to cry, because for the last 7 years, I have been driven by my desire, you know, with all kinds of failures and flops and losses and things like that. And when Ms. McNeil asked me to come, when you asked me to come, it was for one purpose, but God had another. So out of that, what I had been praying for and had a desire for years were a group of people that was like-minded and like spirit with me. I found it last weekend. And as a result of that, I am part of a new mastermind group that we've already declared that we're taking the stage next year. And we're taking over, and I'm really excited about that, because now I have the connection that I need. I have the accountability that I need from the ladies in the group that I'm in, and my desire, burning desire is what it said. He had a burning desire that translated into riches and other materials, you know. I have that now as a result of persistence, resilience over the years, and keeping that desire on fire until I actually was able, just like the guy in the book, he was able to connect with Edison at whatever level was necessary to get what he wanted. And so that has been my mindset for 7 years, that I'm going to connect with these people and I don't care what it takes. And I'll go in whatever level. And I came to take pictures for you. But I got whatever, however I got there taking pictures, but I left there being a picture. So, yeah, that's my experience.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. You came to take a picture and your picture was taken. How about that?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So thank you so very much, Sharon, for sharing. And we're looking forward to your continuing your journey with us on this road to success, greater success. But now what we're going to do now is to invite on one of our founders, Mr. Freda Thomas. And as we bring the Freda on, we're going to ask her, like everybody else, to give her aha moment. The Freda goes way back with us, and she's embarking upon a new business venture, but also she is a phenomenal woman of God, as she's now learning how to profit from her passion. And she can share her story about that. But I also want to share that Nefreda's journey has been a very long one with many of us, as she has just completed not only one degree, not only 2 degrees, but is embarking upon a third. And I think that that story by itself would probably suggest a lot of persistence, but a clearer understanding about what's most important to her as she, you know, begins to do that which many of us are beginning to do, and that is to set the goal, stay focused on it, and just persist until we succeed with a spirit of excellence, no matter how long it takes. So with that, I introduce to some of you, and I'll bring on to others, my friend Nefreda Thomas. Good morning, Nefreda.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much, Ms. McNeil, for that glowing introduction. And I wanted to say Happy New Year. Thank you. I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. And the first thing I really like to say is thank God for God. Thank God for introducing me to Think and Grow Rich, and thank God for introducing me to Mastermind. And I came to know all of that by which Ms. McNeil mentioned that I go way back with the organization of the group, and that is because Ms. McNeil was a very close friend to my mother, and I was about 12 years old when they were friends, and that's how far back we go. And I must admit, from where I was then to where I am now, persistence is really, I must say, is the best word for it, because there was a lot of fall downs in that, a lot of backsliding, if you will, for the lack of a better term, but continuously realizing that I wanted more for my life. And I want to kind of fast forward to where I am right now, where I've been the past maybe, let's say, 5 years, just focusing on, and it was almost like I did not have a choice, because my mom took ill, and I had to take care of her. So the last 5 years of her life, I was totally responsible for her. Had I not read the book, had I not been introduced to these wonderful ladies and this opportunity, I don't know if I would have had the mindset to focus on what my new task would have been, which was taking care of her. I had no idea what that would entail. And being able to stay focused on that one task that God had given me, it gave me the ability to pick up others. So I embarked on, when I first started with the group, I started putting on my goals that I wanted to complete my degree. I wanted to get a bachelor's. I had not completed that during the years I should have. So I just put it on my list, and I had gotten to the point where I was so embarrassed at the fact that I had not made any move on that dream or that desire, porting on that section. So I would do all the other nine areas, and that 10th area for me, which was education, I would kind of brush that off and make a lot of noise about other things I was doing, not really focusing on what I really wanted. And I must say that this really goes back to the book. When you have a desire, that desire does not leave you alone. You may try to push it back because you don't think you can obtain it, but your desire will not leave you alone. It will stay there. So my biggest desire was the thing I continued to ignore because I didn't think I could have my largest desire. So if I could say I learned anything from the book, that must have been one of the main things I picked up from the spirit of the book. And so what I must say is that I began a journey in 2014 to get my bachelor's. I graduated top of my class in December of 2016. I continued on to get my master's degree, which I just graduated with my master's degree top of my class in December 15th of 2018. In addition to that, I have also been in a position where I can possibly receive a fellowship that will pay for my doctoral degree, and I am moving forward to look at getting that as well and starting that process in 2020. In addition to that, Ms. Ann mentioned, and I want to share my experience with the event that we just had, coming from Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. to what we experienced on last Saturday is more than what I can even begin to explain in the time that we have on this show, and just my time that's allotted for me, but it was an experience that is unexplainable. My spirit was elated and everything.
Thank you.
Did I have somebody asking you a question? Yeah.
No, I was just saying because we have a line of people. We really appreciate your sharing.
Let me close it in. I'm trying to, all the stuff you hit on, I had to kind of bring it to the toilet. The other business I'm starting on is my cake business. That is also launched, but that has been my experience with the Mastermind Group as much as I can put into it for now, and I appreciate you allowing me to share. And thank you so much, Ms. McNeil.
And thank you for sharing. And that's one of the reasons, Ms. Freda, why I wanted to give your bio, because I did not want to have you sell yourself short because you have been around for a very long time with all of us. There's so much to share. And I think that the point we all want to make sure that the listeners get is that it did not matter if you were a longtime masterminder or if you just started, or if you came into the room that day and did not know why you were there, there was something in that room for everybody. And so what we're going to do right now, before we go to Rose Chevalier, is we will take a commercial break, and then we will come back with our next guest, the awesome Rose Chevalier, and she also has a lot to share. And we're going to hold on for one moment and go to a commercial break. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right.
We are back, and we are so very excited to be on the show today, because we have a lot of callers and a lot of guests along with our hosts. And we want to make sure that if you're listening to the show and you'd like to participate, please press 1 on your dial, on your phone, and we will bring you in with your question or your comment. But right now we're going to introduce Rose Chevalier. Good morning, Rose.
Hi, good morning, Miss Ann. Hi, all.
Thank you.
My name is Rose.
I'm sorry, go ahead and just share with everybody about a little bit about who you are and your aha moment. Thank you, Rose.
Okay, thank you, Miss Ann. Well, hi, my name is Rose Chevalier, and by day I work at Moffitt Cancer Center. I'm part of the staff support for the CEO. I met Miss Ann like a year ago, and she felt like a whirlwind. So, and now, a year later, I did attend the Boca Raton event, a masterminds event, and what I was thinking about is when you're ready, you're ready. And nobody can answer that for you but you. And I went to Boca Raton and I told myself, I'm just going to be open. However, whatever occurs, because some of you guys on the call may be where I am just starting this new journey. I don't necessarily have a business yet, but I know I have a burning desire or I have a desire for something new. And so when I went to the event, I was just open. And Ms. Sharon, which was the first one that called, that spoke, she just came to our table and said, hey, you know, let's start a do you guys want to start a mastermind? So when she said that, I knew that was the start of what I know I needed for accountability and helping me get to that next step. And also what I realized is that when you're open, it starts with that burning desire for whatever it is, then you start seeing, you're more open to see opportunity, you're more open to see how you're being led. And with being part of the mastermind group, and me just thinking about the book or reading a part of the book, it's getting me more and more focused on what my next step should be. So one of the aha moment that I wanted to share about in the book that stood out to me when I was reading this morning, because I'm doing my sixth step, is create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not. That's the key. Sometimes we think we need to get everything in order, have the right people in place to step out. And with this book, it's just saying start where you are, wherever it is. It may, some of you guys may be, you know, years into your business, and some people may be like me just starting out, but you got to start where you are. So I'm excited to be part of NABWIC, the Mastermind Group, and just being part. Oh, this is the other thing I wanted to share, too. The other thing that was we hear it, but then it really dawned on me, it is so very, very important to be around like-minded people because then you could glean from one another. I think about it like a seed. The seed could have all the potential on the inside of it, but if it's on top of cement, it will never grow. It needs to be in fertile ground. So being part of the masterminds group, it's like a seed being planted in fertile ground. So I'm excited on what 2019, because I told everybody my theme for 2019 is I'm not going out like that. And I'm just excited to see where it's going to go from there. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to speak. And back to you, Ms. Ann.
All right. Listen, this is awesome when you think about what is happening. Rose, thank you so much. I just realized in listening to you that this is an opportunity for us to plant some seeds. So please tweet that. Everybody, please tweet that. That is awesome. Thank you. All right, so next we have on our program today is the awesome couple, Rose and Vaughn Young. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
How are you doing, Miss Ann? Hey,
good.
First,
we got
two for one. Go ahead.
I don't know if Rose can hear us. I don't know if Rose can hear us, but
she's on. She's on. She can hear.
Okay.
I'm on. Good morning.
I wanted to share not only an aha moment, but like some historical evidence that this really does work. I can remember when you and I first met, and when I'm talking to Ms. Ann, when we first met, where this meeting, this annual meeting was held at your house. I remember the transition from having it at your house to having it at the DoubleTree Hotel behind the Omni. And that was like such a big deal, right? But to see it like unfold to where it was this year, it for me it was like, oh my God, this is super awesome. And Nafreda said something, and she mentioned persistence. And I wanted, this is for Nafreda. Nafreda, I don't know necessarily if it's just persistence on your behalf, but I know for a fact Ms. Ann is the most persistent person that I've ever met in my life, because she won't let you fall by the wayside. There have been times where I have, like, I'm not going to say fallen off, and Ann will call me 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year later, as if we had just talked yesterday. Like, Vaughn, get back on the ball. All right, you said you're going to do this, you're going to do that, so on and so forth. These are the goals that set. One of the things that I wanted to share was something that Ione said. And she said, I don't know how it works. I just know that it works. Meaning, and then she kind of used like a metaphor saying it's like water, drinking water. You don't know what it does, but you know that it's good for you and it works. Like, you don't know how it works. You understand what I mean? So that was a real like aha moment, you know, for me. And I can think back to when I really started masterminding. I started masterminding, although I had read the book several times and I had been around the ladies for several years, I didn't really start masterminding Ms. Ann until I was in prison. And it wasn't because you sent me the book. It was because you sent the book and I had an older guy that I would spend time with while we were locked up, and he wanted to read the book. And when he read the book, you know, we had discussed a lot of things, you know, about how to reinvent myself when I came back to the community or reentry to the community. And he actually walked me through showing me, these are the things that you need to apply if you're going to make it, because he had a conversation with me early. He had did 27 years at the time that I met him. He told me, he says, I've met a lot of guys that said they were never coming back to prison. And more than half of those guys, I've seen them twice. So for him, what he was saying is, if you didn't have a plan, if you did not have a plan, the likelihood of you coming back are greater than you may believe. So I think you should create a plan. And I'm not the only guy he gave that to, but the book helped us. And when I left, he still had like 8 years left. That's what I wanted to share. That's my burning desire stemmed from conversations with this guy, because he helped me to understand a little bit about myself. And, you know, there are others that became mentors that dropped jewels on me. One of the things that I desired most in life, it was to have a father. And one of the things I understood most about my life was, because of lack of positive male leadership in my community and in my life, for that matter, that's what led me to prison in the first place. That was one of the greatest variables that attributed to my criminal activity. Okay, so what did I do? I came home and I said, you know what, that is my burning desire, is to change the mindset of the dudes in my community. You know, to be able to, like, I remember when there were no men in the International Mastermind Association, not a one. That's kind of one of the reasons I fell back so many times, because it was just like going to church. It was always a bunch of women, and lo and behold, one man. You know what I mean? Now I see like
did you see any men last week? Yes, ma'am. I saw a lot of guys
with a lot of like the same mindset. In fact, not only are there guys, we see things, we saw things the same, and not all of those guys are gone. Some of these like from various backgrounds, but we still see the same goal. We still see the same need for our communities and our families. So Rose and I have talked with Miss Ann, and we will be forming couples mastermind groups for husbands and wives, because Rufus shared something with me. He said his daughter told him, he said, "Daddy, if you save the men, we'll save the families and the communities." And that's something that I believe in. So I just thank you.
That.
Thank you. Thank you for
tweet
not
that.
Giving up on me.
Tweet that. Now we did not give you a proper introduction. So what we're going to do now is we're going to bring on the other half. I want to say for those of us who are, everybody who's listening in, Rose and Vaughn are married, and even though the men in our lives are the head, the women are the neck that turn the head. So with that, let's bring on the other half of this awesome duo, Miss Rose Young, and have her give an introduction to the couple. Morning, Rose.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Well, my name is Rose Young, and I am the neck that turns Vaughn's head. I like that, man. And, well, first of all, I want to say the annual retreat was like mind blowing, and to, like Vaughn said, just to see how it has grown and how the people, how the members have grown, people I haven't seen in years, like to see where they are today was like phenomenal. To jump into the book, get into the chapter one on desire, it was just a reinforcement of when you have, when you know what it is that you were set to do, and have that burning desire, and you place that goal, those goals in front of you, and when you put all your willpower and all the effort that you have towards that goal, to meeting that goal, everything, putting it all into that, whatever the goal is or that desire is, you will get there. When I heard someone say earlier, you may not know what to do or how to do it or where to start, but if you just take whatever that willpower is or that desire is, and you take action, you put add some action to it, you will get there. You will get there. And chapter one spells it out for you. You know, you just have to write it down, write that definite goal down. For me, and I can say for the years of doing this, my desire was always to be an awesome leader in anything I did or was connected to. And family was very important to me because I come from a broken family. And that was something that I always wanted to have, was to recreate or rebrand what family looks like. And it's like every time or everything that life could bring us to break my family unit, I was tested for it. But because of my desire to stick with it and stay with it, we're still conquering, you know, even in our marriage. The same thing goes for my goals. For my personal goals and my business goals, and you know, just keeping that desire forefront at all times helps me to keep going. We have in our bedroom, we have a dry erase board where it sits, you know, so the first thing that we see with our goals. My husband and I have our goals written on that on the wall. That's the first thing, other than seeing each other, that we see every morning. And just to remind us, this is the desire, this is the goal, and keep moving towards that. What's your action for today? So I don't want to take too much time, you know, because I know we're don't have much time. But that's where I'm at. And I again, thank you, Anne, for your desire to continue to push this and do this, because it's needed. And as a result, you see how many lives are being transformed because you had a desire, you saw something that you needed to share with everyone to help them do the same.
All right. Thank you so very much, Rose, for that. And we're going to prepare to bring on another one of our founders, Dr. Mia Merritt. But before I do that, I just want to just remind all of our callers, if you would like to make a comment or you would like to share or have a question, if you would press 1 on your dial and we can bring you on for your question. And I cannot really begin to even express how excited I am. I thought Dr. Merritt was still on, but with that, instead of Dr. Mia Merritt, we're going to go ahead to Ferris Ebanks, which Ferris and I have known each other also for a while since we're neighbors. And her sisters and I are in the same mastermind group with the awesome Sharon Jackson, Dr. Betty Knighton, and Ferris. Good morning. We're so glad to have you on this morning. How are you, Ferris?
Blessed and highly favored, too blessed to be stressed, and too anointed to be disappointed. I am blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. So can you introduce yourself, Ferris, and tell us a little about your aha moment or your experience with the book, the first chapter, and or your experience from last week, please. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Anne. Before I go into my experience with the book and as well as with my first aha moment with the book, I wanted to just give a little brief about myself and why this year is such an awesome start for me. I just want to first thank God for how he's brought me to this point and to this place in my life. I retired, I've been retired since 1995 from the military. During my time in the military, I suffered an illness and a very catastrophic event, and it really impacted every area of my life, spiritually, emotionally, socially, intellectually, physically. And for many years, since 1995, I considered that I had been on what I considered a wilderness journey. After my career was interrupted, my life was interrupted, it took me a while. It took me many years to begin to find my way back and to, I was in search of self. And in search of the next chapter in my life and just having a burning desire. It's like, Lord, I've been in this wilderness journey now for over 20 years. It's like, when will the journey end and when will I begin again, you know, a new chapter in my life after having suffered, you know, my career been interrupted, my nursing career been interrupted, and just not even knowing when I would come out of this dark tunnel. But glory be to God, I want to say that this year, and I want to thank you, Anne McNeil, for just always sticking with me. I was always in the background, just listening and watching and learning from my sisters and learning from you and learning from my daughter, but never really stepping forward because I was in a wilderness and not feeling that I could have been of any contribution. So I kind of was in the silence in the background, but all the time the Lord was just using this as a pathway to bring me back. Well, I'm happy to report that this is my first year actively participating in a mastermind group. This is my first year actively reading the Think and Grow Rich book. I've had it in my possession for quite a while, but I've skimmed through it and didn't really take time to read it. And now that I'm reading it, I tell you what, it's as what have I accomplished so far? I've just completed my first online semester in the Old Testament Biblical Studies, and then I'm now re-registered again for this second semester in New Testament Studies. And I want to tell you, I haven't read the Bible in a year, and I had to read the Old Testament in 8 weeks. So everything is fast-forwarding and going at a really fast pace for me now. My aha moment in the book, and if you all allow me to just read this, because I felt like I was bargaining in life for a penny, and this is from Jesse B. Rittenhouse, The My Wage. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay me no more. However, I begged that even when I counted my scanty store, for life is just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I work for a menial hire, only to learn, dismayed, that any wage I had asked for of life, life would have willingly paid. So now
wow.
I'm bargaining with life
wow.
for more than a penny. And I thank you, Anne McNeil.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Ferris, you just read one of my most favorite poems. We're going to prepare to go to a commercial, but I did not want to miss some of the points that Ferris talked about in terms of the time that it takes. And it was mentioned earlier that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We have a lot of teachers inside of the International Mastermind Association. And I think for all of you that are listening, it does not matter where you are. You're exactly where you should be. Relish that point and be willing to grow from there. We're going to plan to go to another commercial break. And when we return, we will have one of our last guests to come on. And that is, of course, Miss Katina McClinton. But before we do that, we want to remind all of you, first of all, thank you. But if you want to participate before we wrap up the show, or if you have a question or comment, press 1 on your dial, and we'll gladly bring you on. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And, of course, we are back, and we just want to remind our callers that we're listening to the annual meeting highlights from the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders Association accountability meeting that was held in Boca Raton on the 4th and 5th of January 2019. And we've had on today sharing with us Ms. Sharon Parker, Nefreda Thomas, Rose Chevalier, Vaughn and Rose Young, Ferris Ebanks, and our next awesome a friend, I'll call her a friend, business associate, NABWIC member, and now a new member of our International Masterminders Association is Ms. Katina McClinton. Good morning, Katina.
Good morning. Thank you for the introduction. My name is Katina McClinton. I'm the owner of Fresh Start Development, in business for 13 years doing residential and commercial building, where we're striving to build stronger communities brick by brick. It was my first time going to the International Mastermind Association last week on January 5th. I actually went on the 4th that Friday, and was listening to so many people, how they gave their testimonies and was in awe of those. And then also on the 5th of the day of the event, the panels that were held, I was just in like, okay, so this is what this is. So, you know, taking it all in, and then the tribute to you was so amazing. So I thank you for your tenacity. I wasn't able to get up there because I had another task, so that was my word to you. And I just want to say I want to elevate. I'm going to be elevating my burning desire by making it plain, writing out clear, and seeing it through, which is on page 28 of the book, and it gives you the list of the desire for riches. And if you guys have read the book, you'll see the six steps, and that's what I will be doing for 2019 to complete my burning desire to make my business and my personal life grow. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. And we have had an awesome experience as we prepare to wrap up this show. We want to remind all of our callers that we want you to also join us next week. We have an awesome show planned for next week entitled I Am Not My Hair. And we will continue to discuss the first chapter of this book, Think and Grow Rich, and the chapter on desire, but also some of the things that hold us back. And for many of us as women, hair, interestingly enough, is one of those. And so we have some awesome guests and some awesome hosts that will be coming on to share that. And I just wanted to just make sure that I talked about that, because oftentimes we have an opportunity to learn really about internal struggles and growth. And when we think about walking through this book, Napoleon Hill does an excellent job toward the end of the book talking about self-analysis. And that's what this International Masterminders Association annual meeting was about. It really was about each of us doing some self-introspection and some self-analysis. We answered a lot of questions. We talked about our goals. We also talked about our accomplishments from the previous year, and we looked at who's holding us accountable. That's really the process of how we mastermind. But when we think about accountability and we think about who's holding you accountable, you also have to plan the future, not just today, tomorrow, next week. But you also want to plan out your future for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, ever how long you think it takes to possibly be on the journey, because oftentimes we think we're going to arrive at this destination, but it's really not a destination, it's a journey. And so this entire process that you hear us talking about, International Masterminders, Thinking for Rich, what is that really? And what many of you have heard from our guests today and our hosts today is that each of us have our own dreams and goals, but oftentimes we may or may not have a plan of action to get there. As masterminders, we mastermind in 10 different areas of our lives. They are spiritual, family, financial, health, education, personal development, business and or career, civic, personal, and recreation. We look to set our goals for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And my personal desire is to have written goals and aspirations for what will I do when I'm 92. That's what drives me. And when I don't feel like taking my vitamins, I think about 92. I don't feel like going to the dentist like I did yesterday, and I think about having these same teeth, these same eyes, this same body. But my question is to all of you that's listening and all of you that's participating, what is it that you want? Many people tell me sometimes, well, I don't want a lot of money. That's six steps to riches. That's not for me. I would suggest learn to earn, then give the money away. It's not about the money. It is who and what we all become on this journey and in the process of learning, so that we can turn around and teach other people. And so with that, those are my comments. I want to just continue to encourage all of us to set some goals for yourself and have something that you're really aspiring for that's so much bigger than you.
But we're going to plan to go ahead and wrap up. Again, I want to remind everybody that we will be hosting this annual meeting in 2020. It will be the first Friday at our founders' reception of January, the first Friday night. And then Saturday, the first Saturday in January, we've already booked the hotel. The information is already on Eventbrite. You can begin to register now. But I would also challenge all of you, consider either forming a mastermind group or getting involved in a mastermind group. Participate with us on our International Masterminders Association Facebook page. Participate with us on this show that we host every single Saturday morning for the last 11 years. And continue to think and grow rich. So with that, I'm going to wrap up the show and say, you know, we'll see you next week. But please, whatever you do, remember, you, every single one of you, you are the product. Think and grow rich. And so with that, we're going to have our closing commercial, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.